At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Pam Griffin, owner of Chocolate Therapy.
Hi, Pam. It's so exciting to talk to you.
Good morning. It's so funny. You have radio voices, but I guess you should, right?
This is just how we talk. If you met us at the coffee shop, or if we came into your shop, you'd be like, "Oh yeah, you do sound exactly the same."
Okay, excellent.
What you don't know is Pam, who is the owner of Chocolate Therapy, has
one
been,
of the owners.
One of the owners. Okay, one of the owners.
I work with my husband. That's another story for another time.
But we're just going to call you the owner.
We're going to call you.
He works there.
You were featured as one of Oprah's favorite things.
Yes.
Has that been good for business, I imagine?
A little bit. It's been great for business. We are, they're just orders come in. Sometimes when I'm sitting, I just look every 5 minutes we could, you know. We've experienced something similar in 2021 when we had the grace presence of Robin Roberts from GMA. But this seems different. This is like, it's so wide reach. We get orders from Idaho or Temescal or Temecula, California, places we've never heard of.
Temecula.
That is.
There you go. You've heard of that?
I've heard of that.
I've never heard of that.
So what's it like when you get the call from Oprah's people saying, hey, you're going in the magazine?
Well, we got this email because she has 116 things and then thousands of people submit samples. And so we got this email, and the email was like, you know, yellow and red, confidential, you know, NDA. But you've been selected. Congratulations out of thousands of submissions. And you're going to be one of Oprah's favorite things. And it is really very exciting. It's like, wow, Oprah likes our product. So it's cool.
I can't imagine. Can you tell us a little bit about Chocolate Therapy, about you and your husband building this business together?
In a short summary, we left corporate America. We're originally from Chicago. We moved here. We just got tired. I traveled. He traveled. At the time, our son was in middle school. Our daughter was off to college. So we just decided to do something. We don't have a love of chocolate. You know, we weren't in the kitchen making chocolate growing up. It just seemed like a viable business. It's a $1 billion industry. People love chocolate. And so we just thought we could do something really great. We looked at franchises, which chocolate was okay, but we just felt we could do something better. And so we just started putting our brains together. We had a chocolatier at the time who was a pastry chef. We have now another one who is divine. He's been with us 13 years. And the three of us just create and make product. And we've been doing it for 13 years.
And where is the brick and mortar shop?
Brick and mortar is now in Wayland, Wayland Town Center. Quaint little place here. We were in Framingham for 10 years.
What's the one thing that people always, when they come in, like, this is the one piece of chocolate they have to try?
Our number one seller, ironically, is our salted caramel. We have it in dark and we have it in milk. But right now, obviously, it is the Oprah effect. Everyone wants our trio nut bark.
I just think it's so cool to be recognized on that level.
It really is. It's really, for our small business, it is outstanding. It is an honor. It is a privilege. It's exciting. And who knows where this will lead us, you know?
Franchises?
No. Let them know.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
We're going to see you on. We're going to see you on Shark Tank pretty soon, selling this company for $1 billion.
Okay. From I love that. I love that statement. It's cool.
Okay, so it's called Chocolate Therapy. If you want to find them online, thechocolatetherapystore.com. Thechocolatetherapystore.com.
Get your nut bark.
Well, that is awesome, and I'm going to order some here so that we can taste it, and I can't wait. And I just think it's really wonderful to do something.
Thank you, guys.
You and your husband just decided to start it, and I just love this.
Yeah, we just said let's go, and so we did, and here we are, and we're still married.
What is your husband's name? We got to give a shout out to your partner,
David.
David, nice job, David. Good job staying married. Owning a business together. That is a big challenge. So now, Pam, you and the entire crew there are officially members of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. I don't know it's going to pay you as much as being a part of Oprah's favorite things, but it's an honor.
Okay. Give us good vibes. Who doesn't need good vibes?
Bye.
Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Cammy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring and a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Laura from Wilmington.
Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
Doing well.
Laura, talk to Kennedy like she's a second grader and you need her to leave the studio.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Think about what you did.
Laura's the second grade teacher. We have 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you get yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you, and she is now, in fact, in timeout in that soundproof studio. Here we go. Question number 1. Today is National Parkinson's Day. Can you name the Back to the Future actor who has had Parkinson's for over 30 years and is an outspoken advocate for those suffering with the disease?
Michael J. Fox.
Tom Felton, who played Draco Malfoy, says there is still an OG Harry Potter group chat all of these years later. Which house was Draco in?
Slytherin.
Lou Bega, 50 years old this weekend, finished the hook to his hit song Mambo No. 5.
A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you.
Makes me your man.
1 year ago today in 2024, Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter was released. It later earned her 1 of 2 Grammys for Best Pop Solo Performance. Which popular soda does she name drop in the song?
Oh, no. What was the song again?
Espresso.
Oh, my son is going to be so mad at me.
How old is he?
I don't know. I'm just going to say Pepsi because I don't know.
Okay. How old's your son?
He's 22, and Jeffrey, I am properly ashamed. I'm sorry.
Question number 5. On this day in 1947, Jackie Robinson signed his first contract with the Brooklyn Dodgers, making him the first black player in Major League Baseball. Can you name the movie starring Chadwick Boseman and Harrison Ford about Jackie? It's named after his jersey number.
Oh. Oh, no. Now my husband's going to be mad at me.
You're upset in the whole house.
I'm 19.
All right, let's get Kennedy back to the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Laura, where do you teach second grade?
So I teach in Tingsboro. We actually did the Valentine's for Veterans, and I spoke to you guys about that.
Well, thank you for that.
My school actually...
That's awesome.
Yeah. My school aired the interview on our morning news, and everyone was so excited to be on the news.
What are we talking about?
Her school donated for our Valentine's for Veterans, and they played the interview that we did on their
Amazing.
Morning program there at the school.
Oh, thank you for doing that.
Oh, yeah, we loved it. The kids felt like celebrities
That's
being
awesome.
Mentioned on the news. They were beside themselves.
Laura got 3 out of 5, by the way, Kennedy.
Well done, friend.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Today is National Parkinson Day. Can you name the Back to the Future actor who has had Parkinson for over 30 years and is a outspoken advocate for those suffering with the disease?
Michael J. Fox.
Tied at 1. Tom Felton, who played Draco Malfoy, says there is still an OG Harry Potter group chat all of these years later. Which house was Draco in?
Slytherin. I want to be on that group chat.
I wonder what it's called.
So
it's probably an AOL Instant Messenger. It's been a minute. Tied at 2. Question number 3. Lou Bega, 50 years old this weekend, finished the hook to his hit song, Mambo No. 5. Ready?
A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you.
Makes me your man.
Yeah, it does.
What a great
Tied
song.
At 3. Question number 4. 1 year ago today in 2024, Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter was released. It later earned her one of her 2 Grammys for Best Pop Solo Performance. Which popular soda does she name drop in the song?
Oh, Mountain Dew.
Yes, I'm going to Mountain Dew it for you. 4-3,
sorry,
question
Jeffrey.
Number 5.
I only know that because I did a parody song to it, so I had to figure out how to Mountain Dew it. So
that's kind of you, Kennedy.
Just know
Thank
that.
You.
Question number 5. On this day in 1947, Jackie Robinson signed his first contract with the Brooklyn Dodgers, making him the first black player in Major League Baseball. Can you name the movie that starred Chadwick Boseman and Harrison Ford about Jackie, and it's named after his jersey number?
I feel like it starts with a 3. All right, good enough.
42 is the correct answer, Kennedy.
It's a great movie. Chadwick Boseman's incredible.
Yeah, and it's that number is retired in every ballpark. And in fact, where they have all the numbers at Fenway up there, by past the pesky pole, you'll see number 42.
Amazing.
Up there, and that's why.
Well, I learned something new today. Thank you.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win. Laura, you're not getting the cash, but you did win yourself 4 tickets to Harry Potter the Exhibition. Celebrate the behind-the-scenes filmmaking magic of the world of Harry Potter. You can buy tickets at harrypotterexhibition.com, but you're going for free, okay?
Yay, I'm such a Harry Potter nerd. I'm psyched.
Woo! You're going to love it. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Laura from Wilmington, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1. 104.1.
What are you doing this weekend? 617-655-1234. It's water cooler talk, Kennedy. Sitting around the water cooler. What are you doing this weekend? No, I'm talking to you.
Oh. Well, I'm going to New York.
Oh.
So I planned this a week and a half ago. My friend Laura took me out for my birthday, and we were just sitting at lunch, and as we're wrapping things up, she says, oh, yeah, and I'm going to New York. I got tickets to Othello, and I went, well, spit food out of my mouth.
And that's the one with
Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Right, and it's like the hardest ticket, the most expensive ticket
just
right
opened,
now.
And yes, and so... And she's like, why don't you come? And I'm like, I'm sure I won't be able to get a ticket. And she goes, no, I bought 2. I was manifesting.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay. So I got on my phone and I booked a hotel and I booked my train and I did all of that there.
Awesome.
So I've had a cuff mental health week. So I'm hoping I can stay on the train and get to New York. I believe
You'll
in
be
myself.
Great. You're going to do great.
And we're going to have dinner tonight. And then we're going to go see the show. And I am just so very excited. I asked her, I'm like, do you know the story? And she's like, nah.
Yeah, sounds like me.
So I gave these samples and a quick video she could watch.
Okay.
Some guy named Willie Shakes wrote it a long time ago.
You know, you could watch the movie O that came out in the early 2000s, very similar or whatever. So I can't believe I'm going to go see it.
That's awesome.
And that's like the hottest thing on Broadway. It's not even close.
She was sending me pictures from the red carpet. It was like so many famous people.
Mm-hmm.
And either
You're
way.
You're going to be in the same room as Denzel Washington.
I got to tell you, I mean, I'm just so excited. But she has to leave really early the next day. We were going to make a weekend out of it, but she just found out she has to leave. So I'm deciding upon what to do for the rest of my time. because the weather's going to suck. But
right.
But that's what I'm doing.
That's amazing. Let's see. Let's see what we got going on here. Let's start with our friend B-Side from Gloucester-ish. Are you making what? Fish. What are you making this weekend? What kind of sweetbread?
Portuguese sweetbread.
Hmm. So good.
I don't know if I've had that before.
Yes. It's a like a 100-year-old recipe from my best friend's great-great-grandmother, and her sisters get together, and they use this big bowl that her great-great-grandmother had, the spoon that she used that's literally welded to the bowl, and we just sit around and make it with her significant others or their significant others and have a time and just make thousands of sweetbread rolls.
What?
Everyone brings a pie plate and everything.
What a wonderful thing to do with family.
83 Leo M. Birmingham Parkway, Brighton, Massachusetts.
She knows the address.
Oh, I know the address.
By the way, thank you so much for my gift. She sent me the cutest little bag.
Oh, really?
Like, it's got the
Deathly Hallows?
The Deathly Hallows symbol on it.
That's cute.
Thank you, sweetie.
Awesome.
I love you.
Thank you, B-Side. Enjoy. Ashley's from Wyndham. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
This is exciting. So you have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. Yep. And guess what they're doing, Kennedy? Yes.
I wouldn't know what to do with them.
Right.
I don't know. What do you do with them?
They are competing in their very first figure skating competition tomorrow.
At 2 and 4 years old?
What does a 2-year-old figure skating competition look like?
Adorable.
I use the word competition lightly. It's mostly just they're going to get out there. My daughter, my 2-year-old, is the only one in her age group. So, like, she's going to win. Yay!
First place, gold medal.
it kind of started by accident. My son wanted to play hockey, and we took him to learn to skate, and next thing you know, the woman doing learn to skate was like, I think I have a pair of skates that would fit your daughter. Why don't you get her out here and see how it goes? And here we are.
Oh, I love it. I have fun. I hope they do very well and have a good time.
I would throw their skates away and run.
It's an expensive sport, for sure.
Ashley's going to call us like a decade from now. She's like, yeah, going to another ice skating rink somewhere.
No, she's going to say we're going to the Olympics, baby.
That might be true.
Yeah, if you started too.
Let's go.
Thank you. We appreciate that, Ashley. Best of luck to them. We want to know how they did on Monday.
I want to see a 2-year-old on ice skates. That sounds adorable. That
does sound adorable. Jason is from Peabody. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
All right. What are the kids up to this weekend?
Yeah, so this weekend we will be spending our day and night at the North Shore Music Theater, as both kids will be performing in the youth festival there.
Oh, how exciting. What are they going to be performing?
Othello.
So my son will be on stage for the first time, and he'll be doing Seussical Jr., and then my daughter will be on stage, and they're doing Beetlejuice Jr. So we're excited to see both of them.
That's fun.
Oh, my gosh. We'll tell them both to break leg for us, okay?
Will do.
All right. Oh, that is so cute.
I love they do junior versions of it. I didn't realize they did that.
Well, you can take out the bad
words. Yeah, the language and all that sort of stuff.
You can shorten it. You can do that sort of a thing.
Like a Kidz Bop version of Beetlejuice?
I mean, you know, people do Grease in high school. You can't do Grease in high school. It is the dirtiest thing on the planet. Mm. But they do it.
Real quick, Kennedy, real quick.
All right, how many you got? Give it to me.
So,
how many miles we
going? Well, we got two games tonight. We have a home game.
Whee!
Versus Roxbury Latin. Oof.
Tough.
That's
going to
be a tough one. And then we got a his Charlestown select team in Charlestown tonight.
All right, so not too far.
Not too far from Hamilton Wenham, but we got to get from one game to the other game in time because they're pretty close to each other.
Okay.
And then we got to practice Saturday, and then we got another game Sunday against Brookline in Brookline.
All right, not too bad, not too bad.
And then there's going to be a lot of golf in my future. I'm going to be sitting in front of the TV watching the Masters.
Good for
and
you.
Then I want to watch the Red Sox documentary.
Yeah.
What is that thing called, Dan, again? Have you seen any of it yet?
I haven't watched it.
The Clubhouse. I think it's called The Clubhouse. It's like a year with the Red Sox, something like that. That is, I'm just hearing reviews on it that is just fantastic. So I hopefully want to check that out this weekend.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 1041.
1041.
617-655-1234. Call or text that number. We would really appreciate you calling in. Because then otherwise we'd have to figure out what to do next on the show.
Who wants to do that?
Angie from Saugus. Hey, Angie.
Hi.
Listen to this one, Kennedy.
Yeah.
How would you like to go on a trip with 10 high schoolers?
Hard pass. I don't know. Wait a minute. Like, are tell me more.
Okay, so tomorrow afternoon, I am taking 10 high school freshmen to see the Massachusetts Pirates Indoor Football League play the Fisher Freight at the Songus Arena in Lowell.
I would do that. Lowell. Yes, I would do that.
So they're playing football inside the Songus Arena?
Yeah, they have, yeah.
So the Mass
That's
Pirates
a tight field.
Are, yeah, it's. They play in the hockey, you know, they cover it, obviously, but they play in the hockey rink, so it's like a 50-yard field, but it's a full football game. It's full contact, like, you know, the players get flipped over the sides into the boards. And
yeah, there's no out of bounds awesome. On the, in
yeah, like,
these
does
leagues.
Do the walls count? Can you bounce it off things?
Do you, we went to a...
I do, but it's so long ago.
Yeah, we went a long time ago.
It's so fun.
And so are these, where do these 10 go to high school?
So they actually all go to different private high schools. Okay. They have been friends since kindergarten. They used to go to St. Mary of the Annunciation in Melrose, and now they are at Bishop Fenwick, Malden Catholic, St. John's Prep, and BC High.
Let's go.
That sounds awesome.
And they're still friends all these years later. I think I have one person that I know from that age. That's awesome. Well, you guys have a great time.
Yep.
Let's go Pirates.
Thank you.
Right?
Arr! Thank you.
All right. Have a good weekend.
I don't know what their thing is here.
That's probably close.
Yep.
Michelle's from Pirate Do.
Buffalo, my favorite town.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Buffalo.
Hi, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Are you like in Buffalo as in New York?
I am in Buffalo, New York.
Yeah. Boy, we got to bounce or skip on our signal or something this morning.
And what are you getting into this weekend?
My daughter is a senior in high school, and we are going to her welcome day at Canisius University, where she committed to go in the fall.
That's so exciting.
Where is Canisius University?
It's right in Buffalo.
In Buffalo, I would imagine.
Okay. I don't know. I know nothing of Buffalo.
But that maybe that's why she's there, you see.
I see.
Out here in for sure.
Right. So did you used to live in Boston and you moved out there and now you just listen on the Odyssey app? Or
no, I actually found you. I live in Buffalo and we had a local radio station a couple years ago that was sold. And so I searched Odyssey for similar radio stations and found you guys, and I've been listening ever since.
And we love you for it. Mm. You're clearly a woman of great culture and taste.
Dan said.
Of course.
Are you a Buffalo Bills fan?
Of course I am.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Have you ever jumped on a flaming table?
No, I have not done that.
You got a cousin or somebody who's jumped on a flaming table.
I'm just saying, that's impressive. I don't care who you are, that's impressive. Yeah, I think, said what I said.
I think the
Bills Mafia is cool, man.
Next time the Patriots go to Buffalo, Dan, we might have to ask Michelle to host us for a party. A nice tailgate out there. That would be fun.
Absolutely.
And what is your daughter's name, by the way?
Amelia.
Well, congratulations. Yeah, that is big digs.
That is a big accomplishment.
Thank you. We're very excited. Thank you.
All right. Well, best of luck. Enjoy it. I'm hearing this a lot of from my friends right now that are off doing this sort of thing. It is it Isla? Do I have that right?
Yes.
Good morning, Isla. First of all, how old
Good
are
morning.
You? How old are you?
I'm 14 years old.
Okay. So you what, like eighth grade?
Yeah. I'm in eighth grade.
Okay. What do you got going on this weekend?
So... this weekend, I have my first outdoor soccer game, and we're playing against Winthrop.
You're playing against who?
Winthrop.
Winthrop. All right, and who do you play for?
I play for Masco.
Masco? Okay. So I've been scouting Winthrop. You got them. They're a little weak on the left side. Take it down the left side a lot. That's what my scouting report says.
You.
All right, have a great weekend. Best of luck.
You too.
All right.
Thank you.
Call us on Monday. Tell us who won.
Yeah.
Okay, I will.
All right.
No mercy. Sweep the leg.
I played soccer in high school for one season.
Did you? What?
Yeah, it was the first year they ever had a girls' soccer team, and I was not good, but man, I could kick you in the shin and no one would know it.
Dan, how about you? What are you doing this weekend?
It's just too much running for me, man.
We stay in the middle, Dan. You don't got to be the action guy. I was just, you know, kicking the shins, girl.
I'd rather just be a really bad goalie. He didn't really die for that ball. So tonight, I'm actually spending the night up on Hampton Beach.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
Kaylee's grandparents have a house up there.
Right.
And Saturday morning, they have like a family personal thing that has us going up there.
Right.
But tonight, we're going to go out and I'm going to get a nice big fried shrimp plate, clam chowder,
yeah.
Maybe see what's cracking at Wally's
or
the goat.
You're going to go to Fried Dough?
Oh, Blink's?
Yep.
Yeah, they're open.
You take that one home with you at the end of the evening so you can have a snacky treat.
And then Saturday afternoon, we're coming back to Arlington because Kaylee is a teacher at an elementary school there, and they're having a multicultural festival.
So that's cool.
I'll be going to get cultured by elementary school students.
Please take audio, Dan. Have them culture you, please.
I know. It's real tricky with minors. You need to get permission, but I'll see what I can do.
Very cool.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy. Cause you suck at trivia, you see.
Skirt, skirt.
You won't get any more than two, and she'll get more than you. That's why you're going to lose, cause you're a loser.
Gabby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. You can learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Trisha from Whitman.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions are all about pop culture things. Trisha, if you answer more of them correctly than our friend Kennedy, you win $100. She's over there in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear any of your answers or the questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Gwyneth Paltrow revealed on her Goop podcast she regrets not having more kids. She has two kids with her ex-husband. Who is he?
Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Bill Hader was fired from a movie theater job for spoiling the end of Titanic for a bunch of sorority girls. The girls had been rude to him, and he said he looked like Charles Manson.
Well, don't start nothing, there won't be nothing.
How did Bill Hader rise to fame?
On Saturday Night Live.
Question number three. 25 years ago today in 2000, Britney Spears released Oops, I Did It Again. Finish the hook to the song.
I'm not that innocent.
Oh, half a point. You didn't sing it.
What's that? you don't want me to sing it.
Question number four. Welcome to Wrexham, the reality show following the celebrity-owned soccer team, has set its season four premiere date. It will air May 15th. Which A-list celebrity co-owns the team and stars on the show Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No, he co-owns the team with the...
I misread the question. Which A-list celebrity co-owns the team and stars on the show with Always and Sunny in Philadelphia creator Rob McElhenney? Yes.
That was confusing.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Ryan Reynolds?
She got there.
Yeah, we got there.
Even with us screwing it up.
We landed the plane.
Question number five. Ed O'Neill, 79 this weekend. In his career, he has played two classic sitcom dads, Al Bundy and Shay Pritchett. Which two shows are they from?
Married with Children and Modern Family.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Let's go.
Coming in hot.
I like it. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Trisha from Whitman is here to throw down the gauntlet this
morning.
Let's
get it.
She got 5 out of 5.
Ho!
Woo!
Woo! These are tough, Kennedy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you get right or wrong. It adds to the drama.
All righty, Dan.
Gwyneth Paltrow revealed on her Goop podcast she regrets not having more kids. She has her two kids with her ex-husband. Who is he?
Chris Martin.
Bill Hader was fired from a movie theater job for spoiling the ending of Titanic for a bunch of sorority girls. The girls had been rude to him and said he looked like Charles Manson. How did Bill Hader rise to fame?
Saturday Night Live.
25 years ago today in 2000, Britney Spears released Oops, I Did It Again. Finish the hook to the song, please.
Oops, I did it again. I played with your heart.
innocent.
Full point.
Yeah, that's bonus points right there for singing it. That's how it's done, Trisha, by the way.
Doing the dance.
Question number four. Welcome to Wrexham, the reality show following the celebrity-owned soccer team that has set its season four premiere date. It will air May 15th, Kennedy.
I'm very excited. I love that show. Right, it brings me joy.
Try and keep up with this sentence. A lot of words. Which A-list celebrity co-owns the team and stars on the show with Always Sunny in Philadelphia creator Rob McElhenney?
Ryan Reynolds. Thank you for not making me say McElhenney.
Question number five. Ed O'Neill, 79 this weekend. In his career, he has played two classic sitcom dads, Al Bundy and Jay Pritchett. Which two shows are they from?
Married with Children and Modern Family.
Yes. Woo! You both got all five right. Nice
Trisha,
job.
Well done, friend. Yep. Really, really
well done. Thank you. You too.
So with a 5-5 tie, because we know it makes our boss Sal very upset, you don't get the win, but we are going to give you the $100.
Hey, suck it, Sal.
Hashtag Yay. Suck it, Sal.
Not our money.
Hashtag suck it, Sal. Yes.
Can't wait till Abby's in college and she calls us.
Yes.
You've been playing this game for 84 years.
All right. Well, Trisha, not only do you get the $100, but we also, we're going to give you a pair of concert tickets. You're going to see Mary J. Blige with Neo and Mario April 14th at the TD Garden. Buy tickets now at LiveNation.com, but you've got those for free.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling me to play this morning. That is a good haul on your part.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Trisha from Whitman, and I can't beat Kennedy.
And tire, though.
Carson and Kennedy. If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
On Mix 104.1.
And now, it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject.
And we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song.
Here it is.
Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
So we got this email from Jenny in Bridgewater, Kennedy. She says, "Hey, Carson. I was over the moon to hear that Dan and his girlfriend are moving in together.
Thank you very much.
They sounded so cute on the air, and I can't wait to see what happens next. Will there be two bedrooms? What town will they choose? And most importantly, will there be pink?
Only time will tell.
Kennedy, can you do something with that, Jenny from Bridgewater?"
Yeah. Yes, I can.
Okay.
If I stand up, will it wreck your camera? I'll sit down. It's fine.
No, you can stand up.
I'm going to have to stand up. All right. I have taken for you, Daniel, Chapel Roan's Pink Pony Club.
Of course.
And it is Don't Make It Pink, My Love. It works, trust me.
I can't wait.
Okay.
Kennedy, you let me know when you're ready
I'm ready.
I'll start it.
You've been together for many days. And between the two of you, a decision it was made. It's time to find a very special place where Dan can leave his cups around and Diet Cokes can stay. Now, Woburn, you must leave. Spiders have caused a scene. Where will you choose to live? The suspense is killing me. You're gonna get two bedrooms. Hey, why not make it three? Dan loves his Kaylee girl, but he has just one thing. When you decorate, you can do what you want. I don't know my mid-century modern from a shabby chic. So all I ask of you is just this one thing. Don't make it pink, my love. You can have your throw pillows, just not pink, my love. Maybe you can do that in the second bedroom. But I'm just begging, don't make it pink. You get up at 4:10. Maybe a second bathroom. She's already up because you snore. One space for you to watch sports shows. The rest of the place is hers, my guy. That's just the way it goes.
Facts.
Now, Woburn, you must leave. Spiders have caused a scene. Where will you choose to live? The suspense is killing me. Gonna get two bedrooms. Hey, why not make it three? Dan loves his Kaylee girl, but he has just one thing. And don't think. Maybe you can.
You're fine.
Babe. I can't do it.
Oh, it's a walk-off. It is a walk-off.
Bring it right back. Here we go.
Hold on. I can go back a little bit.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
No, you're fine.
I don't like doing them live.
You're doing so good.
You're doing great. Okay. I'm going to back it up just a little bit.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, oh, don't apologize.
Fine. I'm a hard subject to sing about.
This is about a minute in.
Hey, why not make it three? Dan loves his Kaylee girl, but he has just one thing. When you decorate, you can do what you want. I don't know my mid-century modern from the Chevy Chic. So all I ask of you is just this one thing. Don't make it pink. You can have your throw pillows, just not pink, my love. Maybe you can do that in the second bedroom. But I'm just begging you, don't make it pink, my love. Pink, my love.
Hey!
You did it, Kennedy. Great job.
so sorry, Dan.
Don't apologize. What are you talking about? Are you kidding?
The show must go on, Kennedy. Yeah. You handled it with grace. Very well done.
It happens. It happens. What a great song. Your voice sounded impeccable this morning, too. That's hard to do that early in the morning.
Thank you. It was fun to sing. Yes. I've been doing boy songs for like the last 5 weeks and I needed to stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, damn those men. All right. If you have an idea for Kennedy's impossible parody, drop me an email. It's Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, Carson@mix1041.com. It could be about something that happened on the show or just something that is going on in the world around us. We love your ideas. Don't text them in. We don't want Kennedy to know about them. We like to surprise her with it. So, again, you can drop me an email. It's Carson@mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is the service of findmassmoney.gov. So Justin Bieber, as he continues to, I don't know what, on social media, reveals that he has broken ties with his Drew House fashion brand.
Hmm.
The post has since been deleted, but he said, I, Justin Bieber, am no longer involved in this brand.
Okay.
The Drew House doesn't represent me or my family or life. If you're rocking with me, the human Justin Bieber, don't waste your money on Drew House. He also shared an AI animated video of himself entering a house filled with Drew House items, lighting a match, and exiting the burning structure to join his wife and son out front.
He's going through some stuff.
He is.
I thought like the message of Drew was like all smiley faces and stuff.
It
Wasn't
is.
Wasn't that it? Like
yeah.
It was a good vibe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is.
I hope he's all right.
It's, yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying this in my life, but I hope that kid is all right.
Mm-hmm.
I really am.
Yeah, the videos of him over the past couple of weeks.
And that they come up and they get deleted. They come up and they get deleted. They come
right.
Up and they get deleted. And it's just like, where's your people? Somebody mm-hmm. needs to step in, you know? This is our job as humans, right? If you're a friend, if something's not right,
and it feels step like in. Haley's been missing.
Yeah. Well, she's got a child to protect is what I'd have to say on that one, right? Like that's, I would assume her major... function is being a mother right now.
From the outside looking in, it feels eerily similar to Kanye West.
It's far less maybe. Anti-Semitic than Kanye West.
Thankfully.
Well, I'm talking more of the mental health aspect, but
yeah.
Yes.
So I feel for these people that it just seems they have no one around them. And I realize that when you're in the throes of something big, I'm not suggesting that, I'm not a mental health professional, nor do I know what Justin's going through.
Right.
And when you're going through something really hard, it's hard for anyone to get around you. I mm-hmm. get that. I know that. I've been there. But sometimes somebody just has to knock down the door and say, that's it.
Or maybe what Brittany's going through.
Like, where's her people?
Right.
I will be your people, Brittany, any day of the week. So I don't know if you guys have heard this story. Carson was, we were talking about it off air, but regarding the author and wife of Weezer bassist Scott Schreiner. Her name is Jillian Lauren. She has been booked on a suspicion of attempted murder after an extraordinary sequence of events that included officers shooting at and wounding Lauren in the yard of her home. She suffered a non-life-threatening injury when she was shot. Her husband was not involved. She was released on bond on Wednesday. She has a court date for April 30th. So what had happened was California Highway Patrol officers were pursuing three suspects who fled the scene of a misdemeanor hit and run on the Ventura Freeway when they radioed for backup around 3 p.m. The suspects ran into the nearby Eagle Rock neighborhood west of Pasadena. A suspect was seen running behind the house on Waldo Place, which is a cul-de-sac where they live.
Mm-hmm.
The officers reached the backyard of the house where the suspect was seen. Then they saw a woman, later identified as Lauren, holding a pistol in a neighboring yard. The officers ordered her to drop the handgun numerous times, but she refused, then pointed the handgun at the officers, and an officer-involved shooting occurred. She went into her house after being struck by gunfire. At this point, local TV news helicopters everywhere are showing the scene. She and another woman laid face down on the ground. The officers placed handcuffs on Lauren. Cuffs were later removed. She was put on a stretcher, lifted into an ambulance, was treated for a non-life-threatening gunshot wound, and a 9mm handgun was found at her home. She was not involved in the hit and run, but because of the encounter with the police in her yard, she was absentee booked for attempted murder. The absentee booking is common for instances where a suspect is injured, receiving medical care,
right.
And they can't do the thing right now. As for the hit and run, one of the three suspects was detained, cited, and released by Highway Patrol the whole
time. So I just read...
Wild!
So I read a couple of things about her. Now, she's been released on like $1 million bond or something, mm-hmm. right? So you said she was an author. So she was part of the Prince of Brunei's harem and wrote a book about that.
Fascinating.
And then she also sparked a relationship with serial killer Sam Little and wrote a book about trying to locate and identify his victims. I mean, this woman has lived a life.
Indeed.
So she wasn't even involved
no.
in this incident. She just came outside her house with a gun and got into it with police.
Yes.
On her
so
own
I don't
accord.
Know if she came out because there were strangers in her yard and she was like, you can go on ahead and get out of my yard. But
sure.
when an officer says, put down your gun, you really probably should put down your gun.
And the story is the alleged perpetrator like jumped in the pool to try to pretend it was his, like he was just in his
I
backyard.
I just live here.
I just live here. I'm just swimming fully clothed.
In my jeans.
Right.
So we all have quirks.
She was just like protecting her home.
Maybe,
which
yeah.
you are allowed to do in California. And so, but as I say, if an officer says, put it down, put it down.
It's wild to get an attempted murder charge when you didn't fire a shot.
If you aim a gun at a police officer, that is on that.
Yeah, you
Full
get
stop.
What you get and you don't get upset.
Full stop.
You put a cop in a gun.
All right,
she's going to write a book about this for sure.
Palate cleanser? Would everyone like a palate cleanser?
I don't know. That was a pretty good story. I enjoyed that. That was a tasty steak.
What do you got, Kelly?
I got new music because it's Friday.
All right, hit me.
All right, I got a couple for you. New Shaboozy called Blink Twice. And that is with Miles Smith.
Oh, the stargazing guy.
Yeah.
Kind of has that vibe to it.
Yep. Yeah.
I like Shaboozy. I hope that works out. I don't
I
want him to be a one hit.
A bit of a bop.
I liked his last song, too, that he released, and it just never caught any traction. Yeah, I like that.
This has Miles Smith all over it. Yeah.
Stargazing is the song that he does, if you don't know.
Mm-hmm. And then we have new Jelly Roll. I know how to cry. And I know.
Dreams don't die.
The man can do nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm. He can sing. He can write a song.
Yeah.
I just one time would like him to release a song called like Sunshine, Rainbows, and Puppies that's upbeat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
just one time. Okay.
You've had a few dubs lately, Jelly Roll. We can get a happy song.
I don't know if you have seen him lately, but he has lost 200 pounds. That's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no. Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. It's just a fun name to say. Subaru. Kennedy, say hey to Crystal from Hollis, New Hampshire.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please? Like she's misbehaving on the school bus.
How dare you?
Kennedy, get the heck out of the studio. No, I would never talk to the kids that way. Would you kindly leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
You've never turned around like, you better sit down right now.
Don't make me turn this
bus
around.
No. I try to be very patient and nice.
Well, that's wonderful of you. Five trivia questions, all pop culture stuff. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win the $100. Crystal, are you ready?
I'm ready. I hope.
SZA brought out her gratitude jar on a new episode of Sesame Street. Who lives in a trash can on Sesame Street?
Oscar the Grouch.
Mike Flanagan, perhaps the leading director in horror, is set to direct a Prime Video TV series adaptation of the classic Carrie. Carrie was originally a book written by whom?
Stephen King.
Brendan Urie, 38 today, or excuse me, 38 on Saturday. He's the lead singer of which band?
Panic at the Disco?
Weekend one of Coachella kicks off today. Lady Gaga, Green Day, and Post Malone are all headlining. Which of those three acts has most recently had a number one song in America? Lady Gaga, Green Day, or Post Malone?
Oh, Lady Gaga.
Question number five. David Letterman, 78 this weekend. He was a late night host for many decades before stepping down. Who was David Letterman's band leader and sidekick?
Paul
Wall.
Pauly Shore, chilling with the weasel.
Paul Schaefer.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Okay.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
They are coming. They are coming for you, as Dan says, your neck today.
Oh, dear.
Crystal got 5 out of 5.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, what's up? There's my ding. These are tough. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
SZA brought out her gratitude jar on a new episode of Sesame Street. Who lives in a trash can on Sesame Street?
Oscar the Grouch.
Mike Flanagan, perhaps the leading director in horror, is set to direct a Prime Video TV series. It will be an adaptation of the classic Carrie. Carrie was originally a book written by whom?
Stephen King.
Brendan Urie, 38 on Saturday, is the lead singer of which band?
Fun.
Question number four. Weekend one of Coachella kicks off today, Kennedy.
Oh, all the rich people.
Lady Gaga, Green Day, and Post Malone are all headlining. Which of those three acts has most recently had the number one song in America?
One more time?
Sure. Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone.
Lady Gaga.
Question number five. David Letterman, 78 this weekend. Of course, he was a late night show host for many decades. Who was Letterman's band leader and sidekick?
Paul. How am I forgetting this? Starts with an S.
Lee Shore.
Paul. Oh my gosh.
Newman. Paul Newman.
Paul E.D. T-shirt time!
Letterman's here!
I'm not going to get it.
Question number one, you said Oscar the Grouch. That is correct. Question number two, you said Stephen King. That is correct. Question number three, you said who?
Fun.
Oh, my. Incorrect. Panic at the Disco.
Well, this is not going to go well for me.
Question number four, Lady Gaga was correct.
Oh.
And question number five.
Schaefer! Paul Schaefer!
Isn't it funny how that works?
Yep. Every damn time. Like
5-3 is the final score.
Wow. Well done, friend.
You got smoked by Crystal this
morning. Thank you.
Smoke.
I mean, in for you.
It's fine.
Yes. Only getting 3 out of 5.
That's it's fine. Everything's fine.
Well, congratulations, Crystal. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for playing. You just won yourself $100.
Yes.
And Kennedy?
Yeah.
Do you have something that you would like to say to Crystal?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't even come close to meeting Crystal.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru. Love spring and a new Subaru, SubaruOfNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Caden from Fall River.
Hi, Caden.
Good morning, guys.
Caden, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You
too. 5 trivia questions, all about pop culture stuff, Caden. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win
$1,000.
$1,000. That is a lot of rides on that new commuter rail out of Fall River.
Yes, very much so.
All right, Kennedy's gone. She can't hear what's happening. Are you ready?
I hope so.
A reptile expert says he doubts that snake semen is helping this pop star be a better singer, but she's not giving it up. She says, it just really clears my throat. I'm just a great singer when I have snake sperm.
That's not how I thought we were going to start this game.
She was previously married to Nick Lachey. Who is she?
I want to say Jessica Simpson.
Question number two. Who played the role of the Wicked Witch of the West in the Broadway musical Wicked?
Idina Menzel.
She is an American actress best known for her portrayal as a horror hostess and now is releasing a new cookbook from hell. Who is she?
I have no idea.
Question number four. Can you tell me which actress played Juliet in Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet back in 1996?
Claire Danes.
And question number five, Amy Lou Wood from The White Lotus is a bit sad with the attention around her teeth. Fans are also wondering if there's a feud between her and Walton Goggins because they don't follow each other on Instagram.
You're not on Instagram. If you're not Instagram friends, there has to be beef. That's crazy.
Can you give me two of the three locations the show has been set in, The White Lotus?
I have no idea. I was supposed to watch that this weekend, too.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
I would recommend binging all three seasons if you get the chance.
That is my plan. That is my plan.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
I have Caden getting 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
These are hard, Kennedy. There is $1,000 on the line for Caden, so if you just want to tank it right now, please feel free.
No.
Okay. Question number one. A reptile expert says he doubts the snake semen is helping this pop star be a better singer, but she says she's not giving it up. She says, it really just clears my throat. I'm just a great singer when I have snake sperm. She was previously married to Nick Lachey. Who is she?
You could have just asked that last part of the question. Jessica Simpson. Good night.
Kennedy was staring down at her blank notebook page, and the way her head popped up when he started that question.
Have you ever heard of that as something for your throat as a singer?
I have not.
You're just a natural singer.
No, I have things I like to
You don't
use,
need any reptiles.
But I'm not going to use reptiles. No, I'm all set. Thank you, though.
Tied at one. Question number two. Who played the role of the Wicked Witch of the West in the Broadway musical Wicked?
Idina Menzel.
Tied at two. Kennedy, she's an American actress, best known for her portrayal as a horror hostess, and is releasing a new cookbook from hell. Who is she?
Elvira.
That is correct. 3-2. Question number four. Can you tell me which actress played Juliet in Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet in 1996?
Claire Danes.
It was Claire Danes. 4-3. And question number five. Amy Lou Wood from The White Lotus is a bit sad with the attention around her teeth, and fans are also wondering if there is a feud between her and Walton Goggins because they don't follow each other on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
Well, they were a couple on the show, so it is a little bit odd.
No, it really isn't.
Kennedy, can you give me two of the three locations the show has been set in?
Thailand and Italy.
Hawaii, Italy, and Thailand, at Sicily specifically.
Mm.
Nice job, Kennedy. That is correct. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Thought I had you this morning. I thought I had you.
Not today, Satan.
Well, Caden, I'm sorry. You don't get the $1,000, but thank you for calling in to play this morning. Thank you for listening to the show. We hope you have a great weekend. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Caden from Fall River, and again, I cannot be Kennedy.
That's my girl. Come on back.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.